Second, we're commanded to respect the lives of others, and in particular not to commit murder. God is the source and giver of life, and we are to respect it. The commandment enshrines a fundamental principle for the health of any society. The alternative is fear and anarchy, especially for the weak and the vulnerable who cannot defend themselves. The Hebrew word here is not kill, but murder, and as such has a very specific meaning. In the Old Testament, the term applies to someone who took revenge on their enemy. Even in earliest times, it was recognized that someone might kill another person accidentally, and in such cases, they were given a place of sanctuary. Nor did the commandments apply to those who were protecting themselves, you can see that in Exodus 22 verse 2, or to capital punishment, take a glance at Exodus 21:12, or did it exclude the terrible realities of war? That's what Deuteronomy 20 deals with. Several centuries later, Jesus expanded the meaning and scope of the sixth commandment in these terms. You've heard that it was said to the people long ago, "You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment." But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, "Raka," that's an Aramaic term of contempt, meaning stupid, is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Jesus knew only too well that anger, if left to fester, could turn into violence and lead to murderous acts. For this reason, he forbade his followers from using derogatory names for one another, and he challenged them to examine their thoughts and motives. Destructive feelings need to be expelled before they take root in our lives and poison relationships. So when we turn to the 12th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans, we find no less than 21 commands, each of which is an invitation to respect God and our neighbour. These are ways in which the grace of God can transform our lives. We cannot demand that others respect us, but by freely giving respect to other people, we demonstrate that we ourselves are people worthy of respect.